Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Aideen Wilde is with me, the actor, the writer, the travel companion, the researcher. Somebody with a PhD at last, somebody in a room with a brain. Welcome. Nice to have you.
Thank you. Good morning.
See you here. Good morning to you, dear heart. But you didn't come alone. You brought the artistic director of the Mermaid Wicklow Arts Centre, Julie Kelleher, with you. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
Are you ready for this, Julie?
I'm ready and waiting.
Well, good for you. nice to have you here. Firstly, because you were involved, you were in The Everyman before, weren't you?
That's right, yep.
And you've moved on from there. And now you've found yourself in the company of Miss Wilde. Broken Crow, explain firstly what this is.
Okay, Broken Crow is my theatre company.
Yes.
And we're a collective of six different types of theatre makers, directors, writers, performers.
Right.
We're nomadic, we're a bit unusual. We have no fixed home as a theatre company.
That's very unusual.
Yeah. But we move around and that way we can cross-pollinate with everybody around the place. But we have two shows in Cork Midsummer Festival this year.
Right.
One is The Settling by Gavin McEntee and the other is my show, which Julie Kelleher is directing, called Found.
Found. Now, Julie...
It's about where did I leave my keys?
Yeah, well, I understand. Start moving through the ages. Bridget Jones meets Indiana Jones.
That's it.
That's how you phrased it there. We're talking fish in this surreal and heartfelt new company from writer performer Aideen Wilde. Now, I know Miss Wilde of old, and she is an incredibly talented person. She knows I know this, and I say this, and I tell it as a fact. However, when it comes to somebody like you who has been asked to direct this whirling dervish, how difficult has it been so far?
It's been complex, for sure.
Yes, that's a beautiful word, complex.
And so Aideen and I go back a distance as well. Right. And so I was really happy, actually, to have her ask me to do this.
Yeah.
And the way I see the play... The central character is a woman called Eileen who goes on this kind of magical adventure, really on a kind of a quest of self-discovery. But what Aideen has written, to my mind, is a kind of a symphony of voices. So the performance is told by five actors. They sing, they storytell. It's written in partially in verse. So it's kind of an epic, like, you know, in the kind of... You know, she's the Homer. The Homer of Clonmel.
The Homer of Clonmel. But it is... your dad plays... an amazing part in this, right? And we should make the point, just to remind people about your dad, who was a lighting cameraman with RTÉ for years and years, and his name was...
Donal Wilde.
Donal Wilde, of whom you and Clonmel, indeed, are very proud, and rightly so. But the story is his connection with Newfoundland.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the genesis of this project goes way, way, way back to 1980, when Dad, Father Dermot McCarthy, and Aidan O'Hara went to Newfoundland to make a series of documentaries for RIARC about the Irish in Newfoundland. And actually, there is one on the RTÉ archives if anybody is interested. It's called The Forgotten Irish.
Is it the one with the lads? Is it their one?
It's their one. It's one of three from that time.
Right, okay.
And so if anybody would like to watch it, it's there on the RTÉ archives. It's a lovely watch. And really from a period of time when the Irish culture in Newfoundland was still really well preserved. It's starting to kind of dilute a bit now. But so when Dad came back, you know, not long thereafter, I arrived. And so I was kind of known at home as, like, you know, a present from Newfoundland or whatever.
Yeah.
And I know. You probably killed me now for telling that story, but there we are. And so when I was growing up, then we would get phone calls from people with these kind of broad Waterford accents and stuff. And I'd say, Dad, there's some fella from Passage on the phone for you. And he'd say, no, he's in Canada. I was kind of very bewildered by
Amazing.
This. And but I had this fascination then. There was a lore in our house about Newfoundland. So I went there in 2019 with Julie's help. There was I had a commission from The Everyman at the time to write a new work. And I went and I kind of retraced his footsteps. He went back in 1999 to make another documentary for T.G. Cahir. And and out of that, this play has come. And as Julie said, there is an epic feel to it. There's a hint of the St. Brendan story, which is, if you've ever come across it, it's completely wild, you know.
It's literally wild.
Oh, listen, it's, yeah. But so there's a flavour of that. And I wouldn't say, like, this is not strictly about Ireland and Newfoundland and the the, you know, what happens here and there. It's about a world, a fictional world, where these two things have gotten very mixed up.
Which is exactly the case, if you like, in real life,
yeah.
in your world, because it was... So how do you... I did not ask you to tell me how it works, but I kind of am, when you come to direct something like this, because are you producing, you're writing it, are you only involved in, Adrian, in the producing it?
Oh, yes. Only given out about things.
Oh, yeah, well, that's typical. So, Julie, how free is your hand, is the question I would ask.
Well, so also Adrian is performing in the show, so, I would see this very much as a collaborative exercise, and so we've been working on the text for the last kind of 9 months, really. I mean, Adrian had brought it very far. And so once a kind of a full draft was in place, we've been refining and honing and sanding and polishing kind of.
But it's about the cultural connections between the two, isn't that really?
Between the two. Yeah. So we call it the reversiverse, which was a term that came into play actually when we did an early development on the show in 2019. So those cultural connections are very present. So like the documentary that you've just been speaking about is a real reference point for me, for the design team, for the cast,
right.
In terms of kind of getting a sense of the flavour of the voices, because as I say, we feel like we're making a symphony, so it's kind of trying to bring those references, those flavours into the room so that people can get a taste of it.
For sure. By the way, lads, before we go any further, tell me where this is on and when, because I just want to make sure that people know.
So we're in Cork Midsummer Festival from the 22nd to the 25th of June.
Of June.
And then we go on to Clonmel Junction Festival from the 1st to the 8th of July.
Okay. Meantime, you refer to it as Bridget Jones meets Indiana Jones. Have you met Miss Jones?
You met Miss Jones. Someone said as we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. Then I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands. I'm a man who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. Now I met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I. My breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. Now I met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I.
Will we talk to me now? Have you met Miss Jones? No, this is the great, they're Bing Crosby. And I'm here having the chats with Julie Kelleher, who is working alongside Aileen Wilde. And Aileen is the writer of this piece of theatre called Found. So we're chatting about this. What's in the box?
Well, you have
you
to
brought
wait
a
and
box.
See. You have to wait and
they
see.
Brought balloons as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are the balloons in your play, or is that for another reason?
They're for Ian.
No one has brought... Oh, that's lovely. You're so kind. No one's brought me balloons. What's in the box? Oh, you have to wait.
You have to wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about your play while I keep looking at the box. Somebody said you need to play the Wren from Found. Now, what does the Wren have to tell us? What does the wren mean?
Well, there's sort of there's folklore heavy references in the show from both here and Newfoundland. And I suppose in the kind of research I discovered that some of the listeners might remember, you know, the wren tradition from St. Stephen's Day in Ireland.
Yes, the wren.
And it still happens in Dingle and various pockets around the country. Did you have it growing up?
No, it wasn't huge in Dublin, in fairness.
Yeah.
I find it a little weird.
Yeah.
To say the very least.
Great.
When I see pictures of, when I see pictures, I go, okay. It's just the idea of them coming to the door and letting them in.
And but, there was a similar tradition.
We wouldn't do that in Dublin, you see.
No. You wouldn't do it under Cleary's Clock.
No.
There was a similar tradition in Newfoundland of mummering, which is an old English tradition, but it was actually outlawed because it became so wild. So it's only just kind of coming back into vogue now.
Okay, yeah. All right.
So in the play, there is this epic battle between mummers and wrens for so one side can be the winners of the Christmas season. It's high fantasy.
Yeah. Well.
And we've used some of the traditional songs from those two traditions.
And is this the wren from Found?
The wren. So what happens is Eileen is on a quest for a book called an almanac, and she's been given a pointer in the right direction towards this kind of once annual battle between the mummers and the wrens.
Yeah.
And each tribe, if you like, announces themselves with a song. So what you hear in this is the wren king announcing themselves.
Announcing themselves, here they go. That's the wren.
Yes.
Christmas feel to it.
It does, because it was the St. Stephen's Day. But people will know that song. You know?
I was just going to say, dun, 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 dun. I know the music.
Oh, I saw three ships or something.
Hits me or something.
And I remember my mother singing that song, you know, to
there
us
you go.
And everything, even though the tradition had kind of died off.
Right. How many people will be on stage during this production?
Five.
Yeah, a cast.
That's a lot of running around, lads.
Yes.
They are the hardest working cast in Ireland at the moment.
What about the costumes?
They're flicking between different characters all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So there's lots of kind of small changes and things that are suggested more than, like, because they don't really go off stage, like, maybe more
playing
than once.
Different characters.
Yeah.
So therefore, when you're going to it as a member of the audience, it's important to have your tea, but don't have a drink, because you've got to follow what's going on.
You've got
to
follow, but actually the skill is in the writing, so it's really, it's storytelling, so you know there's a lot of threads to keep you on track.
Okay,
yeah. I'm just saying all this, like, actually it's intended to be wild crack.
Would you see?
So
I,
you know,
I know you're wild crack.
We don't want to flask.
No, but you know what I mean, because you've got to follow it. You got to be able to kind of get the story into your head and follow the characters as they change.
We did joke that I had used all the words, you know, when we came to the first draft, there was no words left to use. But it's that oral tradition that we're great at here, you know.
That's
storytelling.
That's what we do.
I remember, his name escapes me, but the famous Irish storyteller, Glasses from Clare.
Kelly.
The
man who lived in Raheny.
Oh, gosh.
In my father's time.
That kind of thing.
Isn't it him?
No, it's the guy from Clare.
Oh, sorry for living. what was his name? There was a chap.
Eddie Lenehan.
Oh, Heidi Linehan. Okay,
yeah.
Right.
And that kind of storytelling, you know, which is there's even a supernatural element to some of the story.
But there was a man who told stories, and he was from outside Dublin, he was from the country somewhere, but he lived in the north side of Dublin. I wish I could remember his name. I think his surname was Kelly, but he did that, and he did a thing called In My Father's Time,
okay.
And away he would go on a mishmash of stories. But that's a great tradition, which you're keeping alive, if you will, in a way.
For sure, and the play is an argument, actually, for the value of that.
Yes, yeah. Mm. Well, we've forgotten a lot of the values, if you think about it, because other stuff has come in. I was laughing here earlier on, Dean Martin is very straight to time, right? Dean Martin's dead a long time. He's, I think, 1.5 million followers on Facebook. What are they expecting to happen? That's the world we live in. How much? Ludicrous. Talk to me about the hat from Found.
So the hat then is the song that represents the Mummers. So when they arrive on the scene, this is kind of their march into battle song.
Okay, well, let's just hear it.
And it's a new song.
He's not hanging about, are you? That was very good.
He's looking for his hat.
Your cast, do you want to name check your cast? Because
That was Aidan Crowe kind of singing lead on that one there. Yeah. And the Ran was Fiona McGarry singing lead on that. And then the other cast members are Aidan Welch, who's here, and Siobhan Callaghan and Cathal Ryan.
Is it difficult, Aidan, if I can ask you, to write and then be in and then say, well, I thought that wasn't really what I had in mind. Is that kind of a difficult
you
one?
Do have
with respect, obviously, to Julie beside you, the
absolutely.
Director.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, and she is
biting your tongue.
A saint, I have to say, and one of the most dedicated people in the industry.
It must be very difficult.
So you do a lot of fighting with it. It challenges you to grow as a human being, for sure, to say that is not the right time to say, to have that argument or to have
Surely.
That. Yeah, so.
I've just finished Julie Walters, a biography of Julie Walters, right? Mm. It's like, I thought she fought in the Second World War. There's about 800 pages in the thing. But anyway, I just finished it. And she, when she wrote something, found it very difficult for people to ad lib on stage. And she'd say, well, hang on a second, that's what I wrote. I didn't write that, I wrote that. And she was very pernickety about it. And people would get a bit, oh. And then when they did it her way, it was fine. So it's a fine line, I bet, to be kind of telling people what to say and then if they deviate, because you didn't. That's not what you heard in your head when you wrote. And for both of you, that could be an issue, I suppose.
And we're old, fast friends, and there's that too. You
there is
need
that
to
too,
look
yes.
after all those relationships.
Yeah.
And I have to say, we have great support from all angles. But, you know, I suppose you make enough theatre, you get to a point where you know that you want to have a good time in the room, not
of course.
A hard time.
Yeah, exactly. And you want it to be a good time out
and
for everybody.
We are making the show right now in Clonmel. We're moving to Cork next week, but we're having a ball.
Isn't that wonderful?
The sun was splitting the rocks.
Can I ask you how long are you running in Cork? What's the duration again?
It's just for 4 days, so we're at the end of Cork Midsummer Festival from the 22nd to the 25th.
And when you run in Clonmel?
From the 1st to the 8th of July.
1st to the 8th. And you'll have every person you ever met there in Clonmel.
Well, actually, it's a limited audience number because it's a very unusual setup.
What
so it's about 60. So,
oh, that's very, very tight.
Yeah. So the actors and the audience are all in the one space. There's no separation between them.
Right.
So everybody is stuck in together.
Someone's listening right now and they want to go. How do they do it? Is it Ticketmaster? Is it Eventbrite? Is it here's a number?
So you can buy tickets for the Cork run on corkmidsummerfestival.com.
Right.
And Everyman.
And at the Everyman.
Yeah.
Who are one of the co-producers of the show.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. And in Clonmel?
And in Clonmel you can buy it at junctionfestival.com.
Yeah.
Junctionfestival.com. Okay, I'll tell you that. Stay where we are for a moment.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Providing financial choice to the over 60s.
With a high digital online skills course, you'll feel a real difference.
I can listen to all the music I like.
The bus app that's coming out, it's brilliant.
Anything you want to know, it's at your fingertips.
They're small things, but they mean something.
Learn essential online skills with simple, accessible lessons at highdigital.ie or freephone 1800 20 30 30. Brought to you by Vodafone Ireland Foundation and Alone. Vodafone. Together we can.
Is your home or motor insurance up for renewal? Now is the time to check if your policy still offers you the right cover and the right fit at the right price. To be sure you're getting the best deal, take this opportunity to shop around. It's easier than you think. Simply contact your insurer or broker today. Remember, don't just renew, review. For more information, visit understandinginsurance.ie. Brought to you by Insurance Ireland.
Marty in the Morning, weekdays on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Now, Aideen Wilde with me and Julie Kelleher, and we're talking about this piece of work, this theatre epic, I'd say. It's going to be an epic. What's the name of it again?
Found.
Found.
Did you see what and I did there?
Did you?
Yeah.
You answered my question. Found, 22nd to the 25th, 4 days in Cork, and then 1st to the 8th in Clonmel. We're putting all the addresses and numbers and names and everything up on the thing. What's in the box?
Come on, you have to give
it
an open.
What's in the box?
Happy birthday to you.
It's a beautiful
bloom cake.
Bloom cake with a moustache on it. Oh, Jeannie, you're very good.
Happy birthday.
I'll have to go now. I have to go to the festival now. There'll be no way out of that one now, Cecilia, lads. We're going to leave people with the Brendan Voyage, Newfoundland, because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I might remember, give you a chance to remember your dad, Donald, so no harm in that either. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thanks, Marty.
And good luck with this. I think you're brilliant. Do you know why? Because you're taking a punt. You're taking a punt and you're having a go and you're saying, let's see what happens here. I think that's fantastic. That's what art is about, having a go. Thank you both,
Thank
Julie.
You.
Thanks, Aideen. Bye.